This is the time of year when wildflowers are coloring fields and forests across our region. But one rare flower is increasingly threatened by development and climate change. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
It's a sun-soaked afternoon in Carson City, Nevada, and Patrick Donnelly is walking down a brush-covered slope between a highway and a large shopping center. Just over a decade ago, these stores and restaurants weren't here. It was 86 acres of untouched desert land. And it was a habitat for a rare Nevada wildflower, the Carson Valley monkey flower.
This was documented monkey flower habitat 12 years ago. And now it is, you know, covered in trash. There's the Trader Joe's and the Dollar Loan Center. This is ultimately what will drive the species extinct. Habitat loss is what's going to push it over the edge.
Donnelly is with the Center for Biological Diversity. Earlier this year, the group petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to add the flower to the endangered species list. The flower is tiny, just 1 to 3 inches tall. It has bright yellow blossoms, freckled with red.
They have this beautiful patterning, these red dots. And those dots are an indicator to bees to come on in.
But they provide more than nectar to bees and a pretty sight to Donnelly. He says they play a critical role in the biodiversity that gives people clean air and water, and they need federal protections as the region expands.
It doesn't mean that we can't have Trader Joe's and we can't have Walmart. It just means there needs to be some limits on our growth.
So far, more than 40% of the Carson Valley monkey flower's habitat has already been destroyed. They grow on only 1,000 acres in northern Nevada in a corner of California. That's according to a report by the Nevada Division of Natural Heritage. Report author Janelle Johnson says threats to monkey flowers' terrain are mounting.
Unfortunately, those places that are gentle slopes with sandy soils also happen to be good places to build city parks and housing developments and freeways and all the other things that make a city.
In recent decades, the greater Carson City area has expanded rapidly. New homes, roads, and warehouses continue to unfold across the desert, like a growing pop-up book. Johnson says that doesn't mean imperiled plants like the monkey flower should be ignored.
It's kind of arrogant of humans to decide what gets to live and what doesn't, just on a whim of where do we want to build our next, you know, warehouse or subdivision.
That's a rising conflict in the fast-growing Mountain West. Developers targeting land and people trying to conserve it for plants and animals. Back in Carson City, Donnelly, sporting an Indiana Jones-like hat, is now hiking in an area of monkey flower habitat that isn't threatened by development, at least not yet. Last spring, blankets of the yellow wildflower covered hills across this area.
We had just thousands and thousands of them everywhere you looked.
But that's not the case this year, which is why Donnelly, using a rustic walking stick, is searching high and low to find some sprouting from the sandy soil. And after a lengthy search for the elusive flower...
I can't believe you can wander around Carson City for 3 hours looking for plants, and this is what you find. That's the Carson Valley monkey flower.
It's barely an inch tall and a little wilty. And no other monkey flowers are nearby.
That is a struggling wildflower right there. It is not living to its full potential.
He says a lot of the blame goes to another increasing threat to the monkey flower, climate change. Rising temperatures, declining precipitation, and drought make it difficult for them to know if and when to sprout.
Some of them will adapt every year, no matter how crazy it is. Now, maybe it's one out of millions, but that resiliency is the only chance these plants have at surviving climate change.
He says that's why it's more important than ever to protect it. But that won't happen anytime soon. The average time it takes the federal government to list a species after a petition is more than a decade. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.